time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we continue our mini-series on the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Today we'll look at kindness. Well, what is kindness? According to the dictionary, being kind means to be mild, gentle, considerate, or helpful, humane. But let's face it, as human beings, we can be unkind at times. Unfortunately, even our salvation experience does not remove us from that temptation. Like anyone else in the world, Christians can be very cruel too. Sometimes, even without intending to be, all of us are cruel at times. But consider Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32, which says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you." The Word of God teaches us that we must nurture the virtue of kindness, because even the best intentions fail if we rely on our own strength. You see, the Bible called kindness a fruit of the Spirit because it cannot be grown effectively without the work of the Spirit in our lives. That is to say, the level of sacrifice and depth that God's kindness displays. The best basis for kindly service to others is from experiencing God's mercy. Indeed, no one has experienced kindness until they have experienced the kindness of God. So let's ask ourselves, how often do we do kind deeds for others for no other reason than to simply show kindness and to show the love of Christ? Kindness requires the discipline to be thoughtful concerning the needs of others, especially when we receive nothing in return. But know that the effects of kindness are immeasurable, for one kind deed can ripple out to touch the lives of many others. And so I end with James chapter 1, verse 27, which says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.